Putin making it so difficult on him, obligating him to pay that much money, that which he never has, and otherwise he will be going to prison. That means forcing him to give the gate. You can force a person. Then you give them the problems, you give the right to the wives to give the most miserable life to their husband. She knows how they will be able to take the get easily if he likes it or not. This is a terrible. We have a law. You are not allowed to force a man to give a get. Because if you do that, you destroy family life already among people. Of course, they come to say, we want to correct the problem of the agunot. You are going to solve the problem for agunot, but you destroy family life. This is what wrong. I told the groom, do not sign what they gave you to sign. And they didn't. Baruch Hashem, the wedding went through. I rejected it, and I told them, they have no right to force you to it. I didn't. If they make an agreement, but property, what will be with my property, your property, it's okay. This is good. That agreement, as long as you don't force him about get something, do you understand? Depend what you are talking about. If they want to make an agreement, listen, what's mine is mine, because sometimes there is divorcee, there is a man, he has children, she has children, she wants her money to go to her children, he wants it, it's okay. This is good. Agreement. That's up to what they agree with. But as long as you don't force any one of them to, yeah. That's what I said. It's not everything is the same. I read it. I said, I threw it. I said, no, don't sign this. You can. God forbid there is something you have to force a husband to do against halakha. You can't. You talk to him. You try. There is sometimes certain conditions that Bedin has the right to force a man in different kinds, different ways. But because they see that he is at fault. But not just like a general idea, make it already. Well, they did this people wrong. I don't want to mention the name of the person, came out with it, and is doing it absolutely against the Tekanat Hachamim. As we said, Va'achase Yatichi, I shall clothe you, Kilchat Gavrin Yehudain, Defalhin, Mokrin, Vizanin, Fonesin, Chalkelin, Sovrin, Chassin, Yat Nesheon, Bekushta, that they are giving clothes and they carry the load. Bekushta. Bekushta means a little bit. Why? Not stingy clothes. With clothes hand. Hey, that's enough for you. $1 a day. $1 a day. Today you can have a meal for $1. There was a time $1 you eat 3 meals a day. Today, I want to see which restaurant will give you a meal for $1. This is what he wants to give her. Go eat, buy bread and cucumber. Yes. You can live. As I said, then he said, yeah, ויהבנה ליחי מוהר בתולייכי, which is betula, the amount of your, what you deserve as betula. What do you remember what we said? 200. Kesef, zuze, yirderai. If it's betula, matan, which is 200. If it is gerusha or almana, armelutaychi, mohar metorataychi, zuze mea, or mea or matan, depend what she is. Then the hazulichi, what you deserve to get from me. The alai, mezonaychi, usutaychi, your food, your clothes. All what you need. She doesn't need only clothes and food. She has to have a makeup, she has things that she needs.
So as a maid, she has to have a maid there also, it says, or no?
Huh?
A maid.
Maids comes before the wife.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
Umenda yatichi, what do you say? You already worry about mother-in-law now?
I have no problem.
Yeah, Baruch Hashem. Then, Uminda. Minda means knowing you know what's in the Torah. But Yeda Adam Odet Ishto. That means love her. Uminda Yatichi Keorach Kolara. But they don't put it exactly what he has to do with his wife. Keorach Kolara. Utsviat Kaleta. And she wanted, she agreed, who is the Kala? Betultada or Metarechatada or Armeltada? Bahabat Lehle into. She became his wife. She agreed. Then Beda Nedunya, the Hanalat Le. This is what she brought into the house. What means? She brought clothes. They estimate how much did she bring. All things that she brings into the house, they put it in writing. They estimate how much it's worth. Maybe some lady will bring 1,000 worth of things. Some lady will bring 10,000. Her father bought her 2 mink coats. That's already over 10,000. And one didn't bring any mink coat. But they bring different clothing, different things, and they estimate all what came. And that's Vedani Dunya de Hanalatli, that she brought into his house, Kaleta da, where from did she bring it? Sometimes they write me Be'abuha. She is a young lady, and she brought from her father is alive. She brought it from the father. Sometimes, you know, father is not alive. Father is poor, he didn't give you anything. And they write me Ben Nasha. Sometimes they write from place that she get it from. So sometimes from charity even. The compassion tzedakah.
What if she's a widow, she got it from her first husband?
They send me Ben Asha. She is already...
She's
that side. From... Yeah.
What does it mean, Ben
Asha? Rahamana. And sometimes God gave her inheritance, everything. She brought in from what God gave her. Kele chesef. Maybe sometimes she brings all kind of tools that are silver. She brought silver sets, so many things. Today you take a candlestick of silver, pure silver, you pay. I don't know if you know, you go to that store and silver, and borrow part, certain silver, everything. Silver center, my style, everything. I know somebody got a little gift, very small. Small thing. Didn't like it. It's sitting there, if you want, you change it. You went there, I don't like it, you don't like it. You want some silver, you know how much is this worth? No. You thought maybe $20, the most. He told her, this is $1,200. Small thing, a plate like this, $1,200. I don't want it, I want it. Go ahead, I'll give you credit of $1,200 for it. Pick up what you want. She went to pick up, then not $1,200, she had to pay $3,000 now. She picked up something, he told her $3,000.
No wonder they
write a ketubah. Which is really what today, there are things today unbelievable. I had a boy, my student, I was talking about candles. How the mitzvah of lighting candles for Shabbat nowadays. A young boy in eighth grade, he was good. I lectured for it a long hour, and he was very, very impressed. And the two, she said, Rabbi, my mother don't light candles.
your mother know that? No. He said, can I light it? I said, of course. The halacha, any one of the any member of the family can light the candles. Should you need to light the candles? Right. So, how can I light it? Right. He said, buy candles, a few pennies, and stick it on the plate. Put it. I don't have any candles. I said, put it. I'll buy you next week candlestick. I said, okay. He went. He put the candle on the plate. His mother came home, screaming and yelling, well, you want to make fire in the house? So we have to light candles for Shabbat. He tells his mother. The boy saw them arguing with his mother. She said, at least if you put in a candlestick, I understand. So, okay. He said, next week I'll put in a candlestick. Came Sunday, Rabbi, did you get me the candlestick? So we just, first day, I go to Borough Park. Those days I used to go to Borough Park on Thursday to shop for my house certain things, and there I'll buy a candlestick from glass, I'll bring it to him. So Monday, Tuesday, every day he's asking me. Sure enough, Thursday I went to Borough Park, I bought it, I came, I put it in my car, coming to school. I said, Rabbi, you got me candlestick? He said, I don't need them. Why? God gave me. Said, what do you mean God gave you? What do you do? So I live in Cobb. And one lady, her mother died, and she put a candlestick in there, and as soon as I hit a room there, she couldn't throw it into there. She left it. Pink. I took it home, I polished it with silver polish, shining like a mirror. So then sterling silver. I said, Rabbi, at least worth $100. I said, very good. But take this, what I brought you, glass, in case you travel or you go. This you can take with you, but this you can take with you. I gave it to him. It's so important. He said, God gave me. God, perhaps, solved his anxiety that he wanted it. God gave him. Listen, we'll come to it here. Also, put Gabriel Kelechesep, Klezaham, Vahafatim, whatever clothes you bought, other things, Usmalot, then Vishimoshe. Moshe Arsa, all what needs for the bedding. Bed, Eres, Sine Arsa, Eres Bozer, Hamash, Arsa and Aramid, that's Mita. All what they need for bedding, for mattress, quill, pillows, who knows what you brought in. Then, Beshumat Sach, estimated with the amount. Here they put the amount. After they put the amount, we estimate how much a person, when we make standard, I divide it, some different lines, they don't want to fill in, lazy. I said, but yeah, estimate it, $3,000. Shaloshet alafim dolarim, darasot abrit, kefi shekebelam ala b'hatan. As a hatan, accept it for this amount. Then, v'tzave hatana dina, and his own wish, the hatan, Vehosif, he added more money. How much more? Vehosif la medile, from his own. But mamone, from his money. Tosefet al ikar ketubata. He gave him additional thing on the principle of the ketubah. Sach, we put shene alafim v'hamesh meot v'shmona asa dolarim d'arzot abuyit. Then the total, what will be? What will be the total? Before three. Now 2,518. Five. Then we come. Then he said, Yafim Bitobim, Nimitsa. It becomes then. Ben the Dunya. Yafim, good. Because money many times used to be rubbed off. Silver. That's what he said. Aver la Soher, you read in Hamash. Good, not Rav Dov, already half of the value.
Kesef
Maleh? Yafim betobim, that's good, huh?
Kesef
Maleh? Yeah, Kesef Maleh, that means a good silver, no? Yafim betobim. Then, Nimtza. Then in conclusion, what is, how much does he owe now? Ben Nedunya, Umane Beta, Nedunya, and all the tools that she bought, Kelim, didn't we say? Of Kele Kesef, Kele Melat. Kele Melat means silk, silk clothing. Then with Tosefet, Hakol Ala, Bekovitz, all the amount together, Lesach, Hameshet Arabim, Hamesh Mosh Mana Sadurim, that's what we do put here a number also. Okay. Milevat, Kesef Zuze, Hamad, Ikaketuba, Matan, depend. Sometimes 200, sometimes 100.
Yeah. What does that mean? I don't know what that means.
What?
He said, when he said
Hebrew,
I don't
know. 200 zuz, that means... Matan, me'ad, with 200, we said 200 zuzib. I said at the beginning, what is a betula gets 200 silver pure coin. And if she is not betula, she's already divorcee or that, she gets 100 instead, half.
What happens if they don't prostitute?
Huh?
What happens? You know, they don't, sometimes you don't know if they're divorced.
We're talking when we know. If a person goes blind, folded to get married, not knowing what he's getting married to, what shall we do? We're talking about a woman was married and divorced or not.
I'm saying if a woman comes from, let's say, overseas, let's say, Argentina or Ecuador or Philippines.
What do you think this is? This is the import potatoes? You get, when a person gets married to a woman, he has to know who is the woman he's getting married to. I said already at the beginning that I started the Shorim Hapari Kedushin. When a person getting married, he has to investigate whom is he getting married to know all details about her. Not just like that.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, not it is not tomato paste or tomato sauce, no. Yeah.
Yeah.
The King Dagum said, "I want my rabbi to write a kibbutz." I said, "Go ahead." He wrote. He wrote me'ah. If the mother of the kibbutz would know what I mean. I asked him, why do you write me out? He said, because I checked her, and she was already with him. You checked her? They didn't use the word correct in Hebrew. He said, ani badakti ota. Instead of saying, I investigated, hakarti, he said, badakti ota. I checked the Shema Yisrael. He checked her to know that she is betula ba'ula. It's a horrible thing. I tell him, so I said, what did you find? That she was with him already. And if she was with him, and you give him a reward for that?
Give him a discount. Yeah. He's with the husband, he's the one.
Yeah. But he only passed up 100 to get out.
No, but he should reward him.
Yeah. Oh, well, then. The mother of the bride came, Rabbi, what's the matter? I said, oh, nothing. If I would say there, everything will blow up, they will stop the wedding. You can't imagine. Yeah. Yafim Tovim, we said Nimtza, we finished that. Milevad, Kesef Zuzeh Matan. The Hazula, you see here, we write the Hazula. Ashkenazim write the Hazula, Midioraita. Remember, I told you, there's a machloket, if it is all right or the Rabbanan. Now, Behoda, Hatan,
Anizkar,
the one that mentioned before, they don't put his name again. Le'el, Anizkar Le'el, that mentioned above. Sheba'u Le'yado Vushuto, that he got it and it is in his possession, that becoming, that already his obligation, that he will pay for all this what he brought in. That's what we call in the Gemara. There is Nechse Melo, Nechse Tzon Barzeh. What's Nechse Melo, Nechse Tzon Barzeh? Sometimes the wife brings She owns a house, a real estate. I said, yes, the real estate comes with her, and the husband will take the income. But the principal is her. She owns it. That's called melog. Melog means like you pluck something from the chicken, the feather. That means you take the income. The income is called nechse melog. Nechse melog, he owes the income, but the property is her. If something happened to this property, he's not obligated. Fire, something. It's not his responsibility. But nechse tzon barzel means she comes, she says, look, this is in your possession, and you're responsible for it. You take it, estimate how much it's worth. Today it's worth 400,000. And if anything happened to this property, you have to pay me 400,000. That's called nechse tzon barzel. Like an animal that not they take on it income, it's like steel, metal, that the way it is, firm, that this is your duty. And sometimes there is nechse melog, sometimes there's somebody according to the agreement, what they have between the husband and wife, when she brings the property. Now, after that, ליד אושותו, ורצה והעלם על עצמו. He was willing and he accepted it upon himself. כנכסה צאן ברזל. Is it? I was just now explaining. Just like it is נכסה צאן ברזל, that it definitely he is responsible for it. וכמלווה ורשו. That's the loan that he got. The person, when he pays the loan, he said, I lost the loan. I went bankrupt. Bankrupt is your duty. You owe the money. Rishu, that means anything that he owes. Called Rishu. V'chen amar lana, who the Edim said. This is what he told us. A hatan and his car. And his car lion. A harayut. V'homer, v'chozek. All these they write in abbreviation. But I made it here clear because I saw people don't know how to read the Ketubah. They look like camels are jumping in front of their eyes. I had many, already a number of rabbis came to my house. So Rabbi, if you wanted to explain the Ketubah for us, so I can sit down. I said, please do me a favor, write all the Rashi Tevot, each Rashi Tevot what it is. I wrote. Make columns, here is the word, and here is the abbreviation, what is in word exactly. Yeah. But when I printed this Ketubah, I made everything in our Rashi Tevot. I made a few changes also. And this is V'chomer, V'chozek, Shetar Ketubah Da, or Dena, someday right. The strength, the power of this Shetar, of this contract, Kabbalit Alay, I accept upon myself, not only myself. If I, God forbid, retire, and my children will inherit mine, all my people that inherit me after me, that they will be responsible to pay for my property, all these things. Batray, ve'al kol shefar arag nechsin ve'kenyanin, the eatly, the hot shemaya, and all the things, the best of my property, the best, he said, that she can collect from, how they be positioned. When you owe money, there is three different kind of things of collection. There is sometimes nizakim. If you damage property of somebody, they come to collect from you from the best of your property. It's called be'idit, called idit. If a person gave you a loan, you take benunit. Ba'al hob gove benunit. There is a man that has three different qualities of land. One is the best. Comes the one who was supposed to call it, I want from the best. But I'm not the same amount of money. What is in the market is best. There is a yard for $3. There is the other one, the yard $2. There is a yard $1, because it depends what is the land. And I want the idit. Give me a smaller area with my money. The other one said, no, I'll give it for him Zibori. Zibori is the worst one. There. And they argue about it. The halacha comes and said, Nizakin, Shemim Laim Ve'idit. If you damage someone, you have to pay for the best. Metav Sadehu, Metav Karmo Yishalem, certain the Torah. If Baal Chob, someone owes you money, it takes Benunit. Not the best one. Isha Gova Beziborit. She takes the worst. Unless he puts before Shir that he gives from the Eidit. That's his condition. But if he doesn't, then she takes one. They say, why? Consider a lot, at least the one who gave a loan. So Isha, Bechol Dehuni Hala. She just wants to get married. No matter what, don't worry about it. She would love to get married. Nothing. Shepar Arag Nechsin, Bekinyanin, all what I belongs to me. They eat the Tehoshim, what I have here under the roof, under this roof, roof of heaven, you know. That's been this word. Then, after that, he said, Mikaka'e Be'agaban Metaltele, from my land, or other things, movable things. But you can't give Metaltelim to be responsible for that, unless you do it with the land. So with the land, it goes. The agaban, agaban means with them will go with the metaltelim. The kanai ve the ikne, whatever I have already or what I will have in the future. Kulehon, all this property. Yehon ahra'in ve arba'in, what is ahra'in, will be responsible and will be guaranteed. What is it? Umshu'badin, under the obligation of under collection. Sha'bud gamur b'shalem. Complete, I accept upon myself that this will be subject to be collected. Then, to collect the money from this property. Then, shetar ketubah da. Whatever this shetar obligating me to pay, will be paid. Then b'hayay ulbatar hayay. While I'm some the use of b'hayay u'moti, they don't like it to put b'moti in my death. It's b'hayay ulbatar hayay. They change the word. After while I'm living or I'm not living, you know, in a nice way. Then v'afilu migilima de'al ketfai and a ketfai, even from my garment that I have over my shoulders. That means he has a mink coat, he has something. Pay, take for me. Then, min yomadinan ul ala. From this day forever. We have called, de la ka asmachta. Don't say I'm just a talk, relying. What a real obligation that is in. Wudla ketofse de shetra. Many times you must prepare the deed, the stray. They prepare the deed before they fall in and die. Just prepare it for a man as a fair right. No, it's not a office only. It's a real obligation that I'm going to sign. Then, Bevitul Kol Modayin. Sometimes a person comes, he's going to make an obligation. He blanks to Adim. That they are going to force me now to write something. I'm declaring in front of you that all this is voided. Nothing. Mix more the A before that. You want to be smart? Outsmart the rabbis? The rabbi said, now make bitul kol modai. So you are voiding all what you did before with anybody, before Adim or anything. Bitul kol modai. Maybe you made one muda'a, then you made another muda'a on it. All this will be at sof kol muda'ot. Everything will be abolished. Shiba'olam. Then, ubepisul kol adihim. Kol adihim. That means we'll come adihim, we'll come testify. He told us, but tell anything that you are doing. You are already saying any idea will come that, they are pesulim. No good. Leda'at Rashba, because Rashba said that. Rashba was a great rabbi who lived 700 years ago, the greatest. Maran said, if there would be all the Hachamim of his generation on one side of the scale, and he's on the other side, Machriya et Kudam. He is heavier than all of them. Maran said on a Rashba, such a great man was a Rashba. If Maran testifies about him, imagine. I think we'll leave the rest for